I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. This is baby Kate's very first children's sermon. Hi, Cameron. Well, I've got a couple things to talk about this morning. First, I want to show you what a mustard seed looks like. Is it fair to say that when we think of mustard, we think of the condiment that we put on hot dogs or hamburgers? That's usually what I think about when I think of mustard. But in today's gospel lesson, Jesus is talking about mustard seeds. So I thought I would pass these around and show you what they look like, because they're really small. In fact, if I were to take them out of that jar and if I were to take them out of the jar and give you each one and you hold it in your hand, if you were to drop it, it might be kind of hard to find it because it is so very small. Especially if you were to drop it outside in the grass or among some of the weeds. And so Jesus is trying to teach his disciples and his listeners about the kingdom of God. And he says it's like a mustard seed. It's something really, really small, but it grows up into something really, really big. Some mustard plants can be as big as houses. They grow very, very big, so much so that there is plenty of room in those plants so that birds can nest and rest in the shade. And that's like the kingdom of God. And I like to talk about the kingdom of God in this way. So often when I think of kingdom, I think of a place that we can find on a map. But the kingdom of God isn't a place we can find on a map. I think of it as the rule of God, or the reign, the R-E-I-G-N, the reign of God, where it crosses space and it crosses time and it goes into all creation and it comes into our lives, the lives of God's people. And so the kingdom of God, the reign or rule of God, is like a tiny, tiny mustard seed. But with God's love and with God's grace, it grows up all over the world and in us, and it takes root. And so God can use really, really small things to make really big things and to make a big difference. Have any of you ever felt like you were too small to make a difference, or that something you did was too small to make a difference? Well, God can use even the smallest act of kindness. God can use a smile. God can use the smallest thing to bring love and grace and care into the world. And God can do that through all of us, no matter our age, no matter how small we think we are, no matter if we think we're not good enough, any reason we can come up with that we think is not a good reason for us to do something for God, God says, nope, I can use the smallest of things to make a big difference in the world. Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for your church. And thank you that you take even the smallest of things and make them grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up. You may go back to your seats.